you know? So hip-hop culture has always been extremely powerful. Then, you know, when the powers that be behind the scenes realized how powerful it was, you know, then it turned into a marketing tool. It was used as a marketing tool, and it started promoting a very different agenda, you know, which, you know, it's still powerful when you look at how effective it is, you know, but the agenda is not one that uplifts anymore, at least on a mainstream.
Very destructive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I totally agree with that. One of the articles I read about, actually the first article that I got from you that I ran across online was about the secret agenda or the secret meeting that hip-hop had a long time ago, and it was in relation to the prison system and everything.
Commercial rap pipeline to prison. That's the name of the article.
Yeah. They need to go check that one out, because that's pretty, very eye-opening. When I saw something like that, I knew I wasn't going crazy out here. So, Let me ask you, I wanted to know, what would you like to see the global awareness of hip-hop culture movement take, where would you like to see it go in the future?
Well, you know, I would love to see the program offer at schools throughout the United States, if not the entire world, you know?
That would be great.
You know, but the thing is, you know, in the past few years, more and more hip-hop educators are bringing hip-hop culture into the classroom, bringing hip-hop education into the classroom. So while it might not be, you know, my program, Global Awareness Through Hip-Hop Culture, it's still happening, you know?
Yes.
Hip-hop being old enough now to have produced educators and professionals and, you know, and people in the field of education who grew up with hip-hop as this empowering, you know, tool, and who are now in a position where in the classroom or at the school they can use this incredible medium, you know, and implement it in the classroom or through the curriculum. So it's happening, you know. I have a lot of friends, educators, even principals, high school principals, who are hip-hop heads, you know, and they understand the power of hip-hop. And, you know, they bring it into the school now. So, you know, so it's not necessarily my program, but it's happening. Slowly but surely, it's happening. Now, you know, is it going to unfold on the scale that I see in my head? Maybe not, because you're still up against, you know, a lot of resistance.
Big money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, big money and administration and bureaucrats who have nothing to do with hip-hop, don't understand what hip-hop is, and, you know, have no interest in trying to use innovative and out-of-the-box ways of trying to reach youth effectively. So, you know, there's still resistance, of course, but, you know, it's nowhere near you know, hopeless or bleak when it comes to the state of hip-hop education. You know, it's a growing, gradually, you know, evolving field, area of education that's taking place. And I hope it continues to grow. And I think it will.
That's great. Man, I'm still just kind of amazed with just having this opportunity to speak with you, because I've never really talked to anybody has. Well, you know, my area is not very proactive with anything, so, you know, we're just over here to a certain extent. But, so, you know, you see what's going on in California, and you're like, wow, it's a big world out there, there's a lot of change going on.
Yeah.
You know, if the people like my area, you know, that really can't reach those kind of activity facilities or educational systems that you guys are doing on the East Coast or West Coast, you know, how can they help? How can they help still with this particular movement?
You know, I really believe in the idea of each one teach one. You know, to me, it's not just a saying that sounds good. It's something that you can actually do. And the good thing about each one teach one is that anybody can do it, and it's free to do. You know what I mean?
Right,
it doesn't
right.
require a financial investment. I mean, of course, people can volunteer their time working for different organizations. You know, donating money for different programs. You know, of course, that's great. But at the very least, each one teach one allows you to look at your circle. You know, look at your own family, look at your own friends, look at your neighbors, people who you have access to. You don't have to go out, you know, far and try to find people. Look at the people around you who you interact with daily and bring something to them, teach something to them. You know, especially in terms of hip hop. You know, if you're an adult and you have kids, you have nephews, nieces, cousins, or even, you know, kids in your area, you know, it's very easy to say, like, hey, I got some music for you. Check out this new song by so-and-so. Or, you know, check out this new rapper. Or, like, you know, watch this video. What do you think of this? You know? And, you know, they might be listening to 2 Chainz. They might be listening to Chief Keef. You know? And here you are bringing them, you know, a conscious song. Here you are bringing them an MC they've never heard of before. You know? It doesn't cost anything to do that. You know, I do it all the time. I mean, this is pretty much how my educational program even developed in the first place, is by hearing otherwise. You know, and it's not about, you know, boring them with what they think is old school. You know, you can't come to a 16-year-old who's listening to Chief Keef and play Melly Mel. You know what I mean? Or
yeah, I feel you.
Or, you know, because they're gonna say, I don't want to hear that. You know,
outdated a little bit.
Right. So what do you do? You play new hip-hop. You just play hip-hop that they wouldn't hear. You play underground, independent hip-hop that has a message, you know what I mean? And you let them know, like, while you're listening to Chief Keef, you're missing out on all this incredible rap music, you know, this brand-new rap music that just dropped. You're missing out on it. Like, you want to hear somebody who can really spit? Check this out, you know? And that's what I do all the time. And I work in the jail system, too, so I work with incarcerated youth as well.
And
they listen to these MCs. My students listen to these MCs, and they're like, "Oh man, I never heard any rapper spit like that before," you know. And it's like, exactly, that's the whole point. You've never heard anybody spit like this before. I can't blame you for not having heard this underground MC, because if you're listening to the radio, you're not going to hear this. So here I am, I'm bringing it to you. Now tell me, do you really think that the Chief Keef or 2 Chainz or whoever you listen to, do you really think he has more skills than this new rapper that I'm bringing to you right now? And they're very honest. They'll say, like, oh, man, you know, I didn't know anybody could spit like that. That's dope, you know? And then you can go back to Rakim. Then you can go back to Big Daddy Kane or anybody else, you know, or Melly Mel. And then you can say, okay, well, check out, you know, the history of hip-hop. You know, you want to see where all this stuff comes from? Check it out. Now it doesn't seem like you're trying to push your old your grumpy old man values on a 16-year-old. Now you're just teaching them about what came before, you know, before they were here, you know? And it makes much more sense. But you just have to find a way to appeal to them. And you know, they can't always deny the skills. You know, I do it all the time. I have some students who they're completely obsessed with this MC by the name of Cy Rock.
Cy Rock. I ain't even heard of him yet.
Okay, Cy Rock. She's out of Atlanta, and she's an amazing lyricist. I mean, you're talking about conscious hip hop, man. But she can rhyme with the best of them, you know. And you know, my students are like, I've never heard anybody spit like that. She's incredible. And you know, they'll say stuff like, I didn't know a girl could rap like that, you know. So here they are listening to an MC who talks about everything from politics and to knowledge of self and cultural pride, you know. And they might not understand half of what she's saying, but they're just blown away by somebody who has this mastery of lyricism, you know. And it makes everybody that they listen to look like clowns in comparison, you know.
It's the truth, too. It's the truth, man. It is the truth. But that's a great advice, too, because go through that scenario all the time, and you just gave me an idea. Just kind of clearing my eyes to a lot of this cloud that's going on, and clearing the smog at least. Now I wanted to ask you, because you know the articles that you wrote could be considered controversial, I guess. You know, information to be released. You know, but
yeah, it is, and I want it that way. You know.
Well, how do you handle it, man? I mean, because it's a lot of pressure and it's not the easiest thing to go against the grain. And you're in California, too, so, you know, how do you handle all that?
You know, I try to write about an article a week. You know, sometimes I don't make it. Sometimes it's only three articles a month. You know,
yeah.
But I write about whatever's on my mind. You know, I don't have anybody really telling me, you know, you should write about this or you can't write about this. I just write about whatever's on my mind, whatever I feel is important, whatever I feel hasn't really been expressed, you know, or needs, or has been expressed, but maybe I'll do it from a different angle, you know. I just write my thoughts, to tell you the truth. And, you know, some of it can be very controversial. Some of it can be very shocking. Some of it sometimes may even be offensive, you know, and that's cool. I don't have a problem with that, you know. Because it needs to be. A lot of the stuff that I write about, I feel, is about really pressing issues that need to be discussed. And, you know, we're not at a point in time, especially when you're looking at the youth, especially when you're looking at the state of young people, you know, we're not at a point where we can afford to sugarcoat or walk on eggshells, you know. It's not time for that. It's not time for that. Yeah. So, you know, so I gotta be direct. I gotta be real. I don't have time to be PC sometimes. You know,
right,
I don't have
right.
time to pacify anybody. None of that. That to me, that era is dead. If there ever was an era for it, you know, it's dead. There's no need for that. You know, as Malcolm used to say, you know, it's time to stop singing and start swinging. You know, so I do it verbally. You know, through my articles, and I would say overwhelmingly, I get great feedback. But you know, I do get a lot of people who you know who. I guess you could call them haters. I don't like that word. I'm too old. I'm too old to be using it.
I feel you on that one.
But you know, your people, you know, you know, I'm talking about physical threats, you know,
right.
And, you know, and it's just amazing to see how emotional, how serious people take, certain articles or take my thoughts and my opinions, you know, at the end of the day, it's just one man's opinion. Of course, I believe that what I'm saying is important enough to make it public, but, you know, it's still one man's opinion. And if anybody doesn't like it, then they're free to write their own articles.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show show, check us out, www.maxheat.com.
All right, going for the Southwest Cornerstone. Still coming here. I got 26 units left, so I can't wait. I'm moving now. Let's go. Woo! Whoa! Yo, what's up? Doing thanks, bro.
Yeah. Grab on, man. Hold on. Don't let go. Yeah, take that. These boys can't see us, man. They can't see us. Now take that. Yeah, they can't see us. They ain't
know
seeing us. Like, man. Like, now, I don't know what's going on, man. But you need to report it, man. Contact New Jam right now. Contact New Jam, man, right now, man.
For sure. I know I got it. I'm about to make that call right now. Pass me through the operations. Another success commission.
Operations. How may I direct your call?
Yeah, King Payne, Mad Max to base. 36, do you read me? Come in. 36 to base.
36, this is Commander-in-Chief. Congratulations on your execution, soldier. But you know the mission is not complete. The public is brainwashed and still hemorrhaging. They're making bad choices. From the Ruta to the Tuta, it's always what they should have. Have you infiltrated the major system stronghold? Has their database been incapacitated?
Sir, yes, sir. Countless mercenaries responded to General Quad's second wave battle call. Gorilla Mike ended up picking me up from the battlefield. Q Stone patched me through to you so we can talk about what's going on. Our outlaws were deployed with orders to penetrate the adversary's interior lines. Our Millennium forces blazed their flanks with the Bayou flavor from where the sun rises in the east to where it sets in the west. Because you already know, sir, it's about to be over for show.
Stop clowning, soldier. Stop dreaming, soldier. Your service to the Empire never ends. The Third Rock pressure pot is hot with thriving sweatshops. Babies making babies. Schools are killing fields. Leaders are divisive, warmongers. unable to turn back the clock or adopt the plan for what the people want. Change. Panic is prevalent. Hatred is pervasive. Peace is not in them, soldiers. They crave for power, and you know power corrupts. This breed they call man is out of control. Recommendation, soldier. Holla back, soldier. Holla back.
Sir, the time is right. You gave me the power to elevate the siege. Now we're gonna bring it raw. You got to trust me. Crush the resistance is what we're gonna do. We're gonna break their back, their mold, and their mystic hold, sir. For the people, send me Commander New Jam before it's too late. Brand them all with that X, XXX Mad Max. This is all we got. We have no choice, there's no option. There is no failure. We're gonna bring it raw.
Copy, 10-3. Copy, 10-4.
Millennium Music Mission.
Pro Flow Radio 10-year anniversary reunion show. Keep the party going.
Pro Flow Radio reunion 10-year anniversary. Let's keep it moving.
You know?
Max, hey, what it do? Yo, this is Mr. Lie 2, Foundation Music Official, dreaming to you good people. Congratulations on all the great stuff y'all doing, man. We dreaming with y'all. We grinding with you. Memphis, Tennessee, United States of America, globally, baby, stand up. It's what it's about. Mad shout out to you. Respect. Mr. Lie 2, Mama's Fat Boy in the Click, Foundation Music.
Peace.
Looking like Felicia from Fridays, sprung on crack cocaine. She used to be a model, now she fall off the runway. Damn, it's fucked, how shit can change.
Through hurt and pain, can't stop dreaming. Through everything, can't stop dreaming. No more to say, just don't stop dreaming. Dreams paved my way, so I'm still dreaming.
Only in my dreams are free. Can't come out the house without the feds fucking with me. Screws me off the sub, but I don't sell weed. And it don't help that fat. Always spot me. No charges, but they act like they charge me. Kids on the grind at 10, like who the fuck is Barney? They're robbing still for the new Jordans. Rhinos are sinking for a penny. And then even while we dreaming, cause I dream for three freaks to eat each other, then suck me. Damn, wake up like what the fuck for? Nigga, don't even try no more. And by the way, it's going, I'll be coming home soon, Lord. Damn.
Through hurt and pain, can't stop dreaming. Through everything, can't stop dreaming.
Be good to go. I'll sit here talking to my homeboy, man. Why don't you introduce yourself to the audience, bro?
Yo, it's what it do, Mr. Lie 2, aka Javon Jamie Caldwell, holding it down with Mad Max. What's up, baby?
Man, you should be a DJ. I forgot you was a DJ, all right? Tell me, okay. I'm sorry. Tell the website first. Let them know where they can find you at first.
FoundationMusicOfficial.com. But if you really want to know the scoop on me, you holler at Mad Max. He gonna keep it with this one right here, baby. Let's ride.
All right. So now, tell me a little bit about how you became. You came on the show to promote a particular project. Let's talk about that first. Let's talk about Mr. Lie. Let's talk about Mama Fat Boy. You said,
yeah, Mama Fat Boy.
All right, tell me about him.
You on it. Yeah, you right there. Okay, look, Mama's Fat Boy. Shout out to my man, Mama's Fat Boy. B-O-I, that's Mama's, M-O-M-M-A, apostrophe S-E, man. You know, you had to get your mind right before you get going. F-A-T-B-O-I, Mama's Fat Boy. Yeah, in Memphis, Tennessee, he got me and him, you know, we got it out. It's our third mixtape. The last 5 years, it's called Bambino. It's a record. This ain't no one single kind of movement. You know, we about the music. So, Mad Max, you got the link and everything, man. They need to holler at you and get that done. You know, we hold it down at foundationmusicofficial.com, but Mad Max got the scope.
That's what's up, bro. Now, you're producing the mixtape as well?
Yeah, man. Look, it was crazy, man. In working on the album, the Bambino, we working toward, we have another project that we working on, but we got Bambino here, and we sat down in the studio one day, man, and really the tracks, the DJ, the artist, and it's in a mixtape form, where it's literally, each song can stand alone, but if you listen to the whole thing together, it makes sense, and it literally takes you through the making of the album, and you know, it's more coming about that, we got a deal called The Making of Bambino. And literally, Max, we gonna drop it online the same day that you know, right now, it's there. Go look, The Making of Bambino, you know, Mad Max, it's the live show, we at this, you know. Y'all got it. It's the exclusive. It'll give you the breakdown of the album and how it came about. And I mean, it's sick, man, because reality, the music industry is a sick place, but it makes great music. You know,
so let me ask what does Bambino sound like? What is the image, the idea that you guys are promoting and putting the album together? What is this? What do you guys sound like? What would you tell the audience what you guys sound like?
Man, that, you know, I hate to use historical references, so I won't, because I mean, okay, dig that. I respect that. To all the artists who are out there, who been out there, we respect you. You know, I'm a big fan, hip-hop fan since LL Cool J. I went back. You know, I said LL, you know.
Right.
I fell in love with hip-hop, man, when I sat down in my cousin's car in the passenger seat, and he put in LL Cool J's cassette tape, and I Need Love came on. That's when I fell in love with hip-hop. When you talk about Mama's Fat Boy and the type of music that Mr. Latu put out there, Mr. Jamie Music right here, it's going to have that old school vibe. It's going to have a serious kick, but it's going to have lyrical content where literally, you know, it's one track on there called Stand Alone, right? And basically he breaks it down. He says, I stand alone as a man.
This is DJ Sincere, Dirty Basement Multimedia, repping New York City. Make sure you check us out on mixtapefights.com and also on our other associated website, justifiedmusic.net. All right, and make sure you come on and check out Pro Flow Radio, the Dirty Basement Show, on demand. Big shout out to my man, Max Heat, holding it down as always.
Straight. You remember that? Got the hottest show north of the Mississippi. Who keeps Ohio like a good bag of sticky? Ain't too many that can f*** with my man Heat. 10 years strong, keep his ears to the street. It's Mad Max, so you know he had to bring the heat. That's why he's funkin' with Solieri and Sean Beach. That's Sean Beach. You already know the deal. You already know the track, so you know we fucking real. So turn your speakers up and let the asses drop. It's Pro Flow, yeah, you know this show won't stop. That's how we do it, baby. We straight to the top. It's Max Heat, so you know it's shit's about to pop. Yeah. Max Heat.
Pro Flow, hottest radio show. Call up a log on, turn up your radio. It's here. 7 days, watch him plays, watch him do his thing. Time to turn it up, bro. Just let the speakers bang. It's in, Max D. Pro Flow Show, baby. Solieri, Sean Beats. Covering the music, baby. This is how we do.
What it do, what it do. It's your boy, Mr. Loco. You logged on to MaxHeat.com and you tuned in to the motherfucking Killer Cali Show. We play nothing but the best from the motherfucking West. That's right, you know what it is. West Coast. And now for our first track for the day, Tupac featuring Bone Thugs and Harmony, Every Day, remixed by Little Prophet. For the mixtape, Little Prophet presents Tupac Every Day Mixtape.
This one's just getting shorter as the world turns round and round. Left it so crazy.
You know,
hit it with full flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You know, you one of the guys that, you know what I'm saying, was down from day one. You know, you definitely got some connections, and you definitely always had like a lot of music all the time. You know what I'm saying? And we also did a radio show at once. I'm probably gonna play a little bit of that on the show too. I think I still got that Mad Loco episode. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we did two episodes, I think. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but you know, this is a reunion show, man, so we want to, you know, of course we're talking to the individuals that help start Pro Flow Radio, help support it 100%, and so basically what I want to do is kind of just maybe get the audience to know who you are again, in case they forgot or in case there's some new audience out there. You know, just tell them who you are, where you're from.
This Mr. Loco, man, representing the West Coast Killer Cali. You already know. You know, big shout out to Mad Max and the Pro Flow for Show Show. You already know.
He got it.
Yep.
You were one of the only guys that would even not know the actual name of the show because back then we promoted real heavy. Now we just kind of call it Pro Flow Radio just for short for people to be able to keep up with it.
Pro Flow Show.
Yeah, the first one.
Huh?
What was the first one? What was the first album called that you did?
Shit, the first album I did is, it was way back, way before you
already remember. Okay. So how long you been rapping before we got started together?
Yeah, I've been rapping since like 97 or something like that.
Oh yeah, that was way before we met. That's crazy.
My first album I put out was 2001, actually.
What was it called?
It was called, Thug Stories.
Cool. Now, you've, pretty much, you came a long way. You've been rapping for a long time, politicking and connecting and networking for a long time. You've done songs with DJ King Assassin and, you know, a lot of big names on the West Coast, Mopreme and a bunch of people. Honestly, man, what is your motivation? Let me ask you that.
Well, my motivation was my background and what was around me and shit I've been through. Yeah, just trying to do my thing.
Yeah. Now you also got like you, when I first met you was overseas, you know what I'm saying? So I met you in a totally different country.
Yeah. Hey, you going in and out right now.
I know. It's kinda sucks, my fault, bro. I was saying that when I met you were in Sweden, that's right, you were in Sweden. Do you still deal with Sweden at all?
I ain't been there since 2007, but you know, I got family out there and I got a lot of good friends out there, and you know, I still represent it.
Now, when we were talking originally, where were you at? What country were you at?
I was in Sweden. I was doing that global hustling thing.
Right. Now, do you still deal with Anubis at all?
Yeah, I talk to him. Yeah, shout out to the homie Anubis.
That's cool. Yeah, he I know he's made some moves like you've had over the years. A lot of people that we've dealt with seem to keep making it happen somehow. Now, I wanted to ask you, like, are you still recording now? Are you still putting music together and stuff?
Yeah. We just have a group called Bad Blood out here in the 707 Fairfield, California. And okay. Me and the homie Penn State, who we have, who consists of the group, we just dropped a new mixtape called The Bad Blood Chronicles. It's our first release on the record label Dog Habit Records, which we signed with earlier this year. Dog Habit Records is a label based down in the LBC, and we're trying to make it happen.
That's great, man. How many members are in the group?
It's just me and Penn State right now. I also have a third member who's more of a street member. His name's Young Gasoline, but he only been on one of our projects so far. He's more like one of the street homies.
Yeah, I understand, bro. It's all good, man. So, let's see. Over the years, since you've been in the game, you have evolved. Your talents have grown. The network has grown. After going through this for so long, what advice would you give to the audience if they're starting out new to the game?
If you're new to the game, then keep doing what you're doing. Don't give up. Just keep on going. And, right now the rap game is at a delicate state where corporations run this month. Corporations run this shit. They're going to try to take control of everything you do. But as a young artist right now, stand firm. Don't let them screw you over. Don't let them turn you into another product. Bring real hip-hop back. Because if this young generation doesn't try to bring hip-hop back, then hip-hop will just crumble. So right now, my advice to any new artist out there, don't fall for the swag bullshit. Bring real hip-hop back. Stand firm of who you are. Don't let the record labels fuck you over and get your money.
Oh no. New music. Pro Flow Radio. New music feature presentation. New jam. You know.
Trendsetter, go get it. Maxbeat.com.
If you really want it, baby. I do it. Go and bring it to me.
Well, come on if you want it, baby.
Shake your track. Sky's the limit, don't get too high, cause they might take your snacks. Cross your eyes, dot your T's, symmetry on the skull. A to Z, you gon' see everybody in a G.
Since I was a young boy, tearing me down.
The world has been tearing me down.
But I'm too small and too far alone.
Too far
alone. Ever give up now.
Metal accelerate.
whisper in my ear, make it hard to concentrate. No gimmicks, no gimmicks, I'm out the game. When I finish, I'm pushing 18, we'll twerk. Bet you season diminish, we still a game maverick. Yeah, we rob it for fun, and we make money, make history. Jackie Robinson, we ain't flinch, we ain't run, cause you got yourself a gun. Stepped up on that block, party like Denzel Washington.
Yo, Mad Max in the building. What up, homie? This is your man, 11 Ego Crusher. Now, I mean, aka Steve Rogers, aka the normal led hip hop, aka Alex Murphy, nigga. 10 years. Word. Crazy. Let's get it. What's poppin'?
Shockwave sound scan.
Yo, this is 11, aka Ego Crusher. Giving a shout out to Ohio. Shout out to Akron. Now, I mean, New York is in the building. Know what I mean? It's nothing. We do this. I want to give a shout out. Huge shout out. Big thanks. My homie, Maxie. You dig?
Excuse me. It's the parental advisory. If you don't want your child listening to adult content, you might want to shut this off. We're keeping it clean now. We're keeping it clean, but it's still some adult content. You can't just say everything. Feel me? Don't go nowhere. Mad Max over and out.
My niggas hustled in the rain, nigga. All night pushing that cane, nigga. Until they old with the cane, nigga. Been doing this as Big Daddy Kane, nigga. Doctor said chill, lay low, cause I had a stroke, fuck that, I'm broke. You wanna do something, can't do nothing. You tryna heal, but the bills keep coming. Let's go. Your friend said he got you. They don't wanna spot you, man. They forgot about you. Go to their page, see a club for the bottle. You know I'm working dead when the debt come back. Yeah. The debt look the same, cause somebody react. It's like that. Talk reckless, can't write, so all day watch Netflix. Ooh. Call up Judy, tell me when the next flick. Right side, pepper lies, nigga, that's it. Kanye, tore through the wire. When I strike back, it'll beat the empire. Got that heat, nigga, hit street wire. Won't stop rockin' till I retire. Didn't do it for the girls and the males, nigga. I did it for the streets and the real niggas. Everybody wanna get a deal, nigga. So everybody talking that they kill niggas. Rap about what you got, and how you never touched that pot. How you never been on the block, even touch a brick, ran from the cops. I didn't, I said it, living that street life, still won't forget it. Lord have mercy. It's the Black Alex Murphy.
Gotta lose yourself in the music. Losing wealth just to prove it. The cards dealt were stupid. You street smarts to improve. Ish gotta go to task, cause I couldn't put down the leap. Been charging it all night, but my battery still depletes. Got some Nissan probation talk for you. Go get your bars tight. Been grinding for years, and it's gonna be another long night. Maybe you just suck, going in circles, taking wrong rights. Or maybe you just wrong right. I write wrongs when I song right. Cause I be killing them. Ask anybody who heard Mac or heard Rack. You hating, you not feeling them. You got some nerve, Jack. Oh, I get it. You bout to go get some birds, Black. You ain't flipping ish. I'm a ninja spitting that Ermac. It's Mortal Kombat. I plan to finish them all. I'm just chose. Few people call me Jamal. I was chose to bring an end to the fall. Spring forward, summer days. And when the nights I'ma call, cause I'm cold.
Winning's the only option, there's no other choice. Anytime I think about quitting, I hear that little voice. No, 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 like, no, 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 don't do it. Winning's the only option, there's no other choice. Anytime I think about quitting, I hear that little voice. No, 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 like, no.
working on this current fate. Try and get my situation right and fix a dinner plate. They out here style stealing, some call it swagger jacking. I put the grind in, footwork, backpacking, NY to LA, LA to DC. Most of y'all are carbon copies, call it a CC. That's email lingo, it's internet life. I seen the wildest gunslinger get canceled by a knife. Focus on the goal, the rest be sure to follow. Got these models on my pole, ain't talking bottles, but they swallow. Bullet brag for the people, rap game Jimmy Hoffa. If you learn from the best, then I probably taught you.
Winning's the only option, there's no other choice. Anytime I think about quitting, I hear that little voice. No, 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 no.
World
premiere. No, no, don't do it, man.
World premiere.
Listen to me, baby. Mad Max, and I approve this message.
You're listening to the Pro Flow for Show Show. Thank you for your continued support. Because of you, we are celebrating over 10 years of audio radio on and offline. Visit us at our official website, maxheat.com. You can get it in school.com.
Yeah, you know.
Hit it with fofo flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
I'm really not all that sure about when things is finna mature, so let me find out.
100% West Coast, custom made flay from the Bay Area. All my East Coast, down South, Midwest side riders, throw them up for the inventor of the Bay Area mob sound. Producing for such artists as E-40, Richie Rich, Be Legit, Spice One, TQ, Matt Maher, Yup, Malcebo, and none other than Mr. Tupac Shakur. Bear witness to the godfather of mob music, Mr. Mike Mosley. Still here.
Bring that bass up a little bit.
Viva music!
Real talk, when your girl come through, she get the business. I let the camera be the witness. If you talking about some money, then you know my chicken with it. I've been seeing dead faces, been frank of the resilience. I've been blowing on cage. Chilling with some foreign bitches in the trunks, and I'm running for the mayor of my city. Guaranteed that I'm about to be the mayor of my city. Man, he's digging too base. Here we complex. Ain't a thing that you can do, we can't accomplish. Get this money, only thing that's on my conscience. So it's fuck you, pay. Fuck you, pay. Fuck you, pay. Being honest. Battle for attention like a contest. We just penetrating walls like some thumbtacks. Ballin', so we gon' flat. Put me in the hell, I walk through the middle. Dollars rolling in, and your stock make a little. 50 G's for my bit, 50 mo' for some widow, 50 mo' for the hoe on the pole in the middle. And I'ma score, that's a touchdown. At 22, it's nobody I can trust now. Try me, I'm BK, man. I'm telling you, second that you are what you eat.
So that must be the cutty, huh? Ain't nothing funny, but I hit a quick like I seen a punch buggy. New to VBE, but I'm like a DVD playing on your TV screen, cause a nigga can't touch that. Lames getting rushed, huh? I be working out like I'm playing for the country. It ain't working out for your plans and assumptions. Woo! Like LeBron James from the stands when I'm lunching. Damn, that's some gums. Damn right, I be showing off. Similar to a light switch going off. Competition ain't a winning if I'm in it. If I'm in it, then I'm winning. You beginning like a scrimmage. If I started, I'ma end it. Whoa. Like Birdman, get my roll on. Feeling like Monica, got me so gone. Try me, mess around, be deceased. Mama need that black dress and a priest. Yes, we'll beast. Fresh pair of jeans, you can guess by the crease. Neck going freeze in the fresh white tee. Snap back low when it match my feet. You should act like me, but
Mad Factory Production.
M3.
Mad Max, y'all. Mad Max, y'all.
Whoa.
Yo, you broke flow, y'all. Mad Max, y'all. On the gang, tame. It's my name, dawg. Mad Max, y'all. Keep it clean, got no shame. Dawg. On the wave with the play. Mad Max, y'all. What I say?
Mad Max.
What I say?
Mad Max.
Mad Max. Mad Max, y'all. Mad Max, y'all. Mad Max, y'all.
Pro flow. Pro flow. Pro flow. Go. Go flow, go, go flow, go, go.
Hey there, guys and gals, Benjamin Blankenship. I know there's a lot of women listening to Pro Flow Radio right now that are obsessed with me. I mean, shoot, what are the odds? It happens, right? Anyway, you're listening to one of the finest radio productions on the internet, Pro Flow Radio. Pro Flow, y'all, stay tuned. Keep it here. Keep it real. Ladies, call me.
J.
check this out.
All right, can y'all hear me better now?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Good. All right, cool. So what's going on? This is a pretty simple interview. All we got to do is get some information. I think that's what Big Mouth is for. I'm just going to ask you guys some information. Not everybody got to respond to the same question. You know, you guys can divvy it up how y'all want to. But the goal is to get you guys on this reunion show that we got coming up, and you know, it'll be, you know, I had Big Mouth on the show before, so I wanted to get back on here and do it right, get this conference call ready. So I'm just going to ask some questions, and everybody just, you know, if it's like people talking over each other, we'll catch the rhythm eventually, you know?
Exactly.
Why don't you guys go ahead and just introduce yourself however y'all want to. It's pretty much open right now at this point.
Okay, well, you know, we call the Flatland Family, Dutch Saint, The Truth.
Give me where I can find you guys at on the internet.
Huh?
Where can we find you at on the internet? Where can the audience find you at on the internet?
Oh, that's everywhere. iTunes, Amazon, Google Music, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. Anywhere you can go, we there. Right.
So tell me what's going on right now currently with Flatland. I want to know what you guys are working on right now, or what you're promoting at this point.
Well, we just released the...
Go ahead.
You want me to ask or you going to ask?
Yeah, you got it. Go ahead.
Well, we just released the compilation, Flatland Family. We're in the studio constantly doing different, you know, tracks and things because we want to start submitting tracks. You know, we want to start working on people projects, but right now we're pushing this compilation.
That's what's up. And is that on like that Piff right now, or is that on a website they can find that somewhere special?
You can find that on iTunes, Google Music, Amazon, Beach Music. It's going down. With Exclusive Production, Battle Cat, Rhythm D,
Saturday Night. That's what's up. So how long you guys been a click?
Well, that was some weed up, man. Y'all niggas killing me. You some weed for me? Hello?
Man, hello, Maestro. You got a lot going on in your background where we can hear it.
Hey,
how long we been together now, Dutch? What? 5 years?
As far as doing music one-on-one, yeah, about that long, but maybe a little longer, but I've been knowing Big Mama since the beginning of the 90s. So, you know, we've been family longer than we've been clique, believe that. As far as rapping,
I understand that. How many tracks the album got going?
I believe 18. It's 18?
Yeah, 18
tracks.
I ain't get a chance to listen to the whole thing yet, but from what I heard, everything is pretty good, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
Who produced it?
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well,
we got a lot of production.
We are. Go ahead, Dutch.
I'm here, producer. Speak on it.
Go ahead,
Pat. I mean, basically everybody, man. It's like, you know, we all one unit when it comes down to the production. You know what I mean? As far as me and Big Mama got tracks together, me and Dutch got tracks together. I mean, Big Mama got some, Dutch got some. It's spread it all around, man. You know.
But you can't forget the guest producers.
Oh, yeah.
We got Rhythm B. We got Battle Cat. You know, we got a few hitters on there.
Yeah, that's a nice look for real. So, what's been some of the challenges that y'all had to overcome to get where y'all at right now? Because, you know, working with those kind of names, you know, Battle Cat and stuff, that's not no easy task to just, you know what I'm saying, stumble up on that. You know, what's been going on? What's some of the things y'all had to overcome?
That's pretty much the same obstacles as a lot of other people. You know what I mean? Nothing majorly different. You listen to our story, it's pretty much the same as everybody else's. The difference is the outcome. You know, what we did with it. Big been having a relationship with cats like Battle Cat for many, many moons. You know what I mean? Many years in their infancies. You know what I mean? Cats like Rhythm D, I've had relationships with for years. Big Mama's had relationships for years. So, I mean, you know, it's trial and error in this game. We've been a part of this business on other people's planes, you know what I mean, and, you know, helping other people's projects. and, you know, network doing things like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we made a lot of connections over the years. So now everything's come to a head. And it's just time to, you know, doing what we can do.
So what, if you were trying to describe your sound, this mixtape, the way it sounds to the audience, what would you describe it as? Like, how would you describe the way, you know, when they turn it on, what they gonna hear, and like at the end of it, how they
feel? I would describe it as like nothing you've ever heard in your fucking life. Quote me. Right. It sounds like nobody. It sounds like the Flatland family. And to understand that, you got to get a bar.
Okay. One, two.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Say something.
Go ahead, Big. You said you was getting ready to say something, Big, right?
Nah, I'm just still, he wrapped it up, but you know, we still trying to start a new genre, you know what I mean? Reality music, call it reality music.
I can understand that. I love that kind of sound. That's some real shit. Let me see. So, what's your favorite song on the album, Big Ma?
Number one.
Number one? What's it called?
Yep. Playground.
And why you like it so much?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, I guess because the love in it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like I was doing the track. It's not because it's my track, though. I was doing the track, and as I was doing the track, Dutch walked in. Like, I got to get on that track. So, and then it's the words that he put on the music. That's the whole thing about the track. It's like something that's going to hit your soul and make you want to get up in the morning and try to do something different.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about. I feel that. So what advice would you guys have? Because, you know, there's a lot of people out here. I know, matter of fact, I want to know, in the industry right now, what's pissing you guys off? What makes you mad when you turn on the TV and you see, you look, or you hear on the radio? What makes you mad when you hear music right now in the industry?
Honestly, nothing makes me mad. Nothing upsets me.
But
me personally, this is, music changes. It does what it does. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, when you got good music, that never dies, no matter what's going on around it. Good music is always going to stand out, regardless of what else is, you know what I'm saying, out there. So our thing is, we just focus on making good music. What everybody else does, hey, more power to them. You know what I'm saying? If it's something that I can vibe to, I vibe to some of this young stuff, some of this new stuff, it goes. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it's some of it that I don't really, you know, put that much of an ear into. But it's not that I'm, you know, I'm criticizing, I'm not liking what's going on. You know, everybody has their right to their freedom of, you know, expression. You understand? So, hey, it's just, we just do what we do and let everybody do what they do. We ride our lane and you ride your lane. And sometimes those lanes cross, sometimes they don't. You know, that's as easy as I can put it.
Yeah, that's great advice. What advice, somebody give the audience advice, because, you know, there's a lot of independent artists that listen to the show, and they're always trying to keep up to date with what's going on out here. So what advice would you give to the up-and-coming audience that is making music?
I look at it like as just working hard, man, you know, just work hard. You believe in your dreams and, you know what I'm saying, and have a good outlook on what you're trying to do. That's the most thing, and motivation, man. You know, motivation is a key to everything. So if you're motivated to do what you do, then it's go pan out later on in life.
Hell yeah,
sir.
Have patience.
Yeah.
You gotta have patience, because it's like, I think a lot of artists, they'll get with somebody that really has faith in them. You know what I mean? And try to get them with different producers and everything, and then just when something is going to happen, you know, they get cocky and feel like they made it or something and jump ship.
And the most important thing in my mind is just simply get your ass up and go get it. Ain't nobody going to get this shit to you. It's not going to come knock on your door. It's not going to be some gift in the mail. This is some shit you have to work for. This is the music business. Music is only 5% of it. 95% of this is business. So that's the main thing. Get your grind in order and get your business in order, and the music will flow naturally. If you're a good talent and you out here and your business is shady, but you got great music, what you're going to find a lot of, and you can see a lot of this now, what you're going to find a lot of is people running with your ideas. You know what I mean? stealing your shit. You feel me? Because your business is in the line. Just because you can make a hit record doesn't mean that you're going to benefit from that hit record. So the main thing is get your business in line and grind up, man. Don't stop grinding. Do not stop. Do whatever you can do, you know what I mean, to make your brand known. And that's pretty much how you're going to shine out here above everybody else, because it's a million fish in the sea. You know what I mean? You got to try to jump out and make yourself seen, make yourself known, you know, and the only way to do that is continuous hustle, is consistency. Don't stop.
So I wanted to ask, I want everybody to, I want each person to have a response on this one. I just need y'all to send some shout-outs to the people that you respect and appreciate, and I want you to also make sure they know what project you're promoting and where they can find you at on the internet, just specifically as an individual, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you say your name again, too, each person. It's like a summary.
Okay, well, I'll go first. Oh, Big, you can go first. Go first, Big, please.
OG Big Mama Flatland Entertainment CEO. You can find me. You can just Google me. Google me. OG Big Mama Watts. You know, Marcia Robertson at, on Facebook. FlatlandFamily@gmail.com. FlatlandFamily@Twitter. Flatland Family on Reverb Nation. Follow Flatland Family. We're going to be everywhere.
Right,
oh, wait a minute. One more. www.ogflatlandent.com. That's the website.
www.ogflatlandent.com. Gotcha. That's Matty.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you can catch me on Twitter. On Twitter, I'm DJ Taz76. On Instagram, I'm Tazmatic94. On Facebook, you can find me as Tazmatic, Ryan Tazmatic. That's about it, man. You know, that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
That's
awesome.
Still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, bro.
Hey, you can find me. Hello?
Go ahead, Maestro.
No. This is Maestro, a.k.a. Flip P. And you can find me on Instagram, Maestro the G. All together, and you can find me on Facebook, Maestro the G Smith. And everything else is on the OG Big Mama Flatland.
That's what's up. Anybody else got anything they want to say?
All right, yeah. One more. And I'm Dutch Thing. You feel me? And you can find me. First of all, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody out here grinding, you know, my family especially. You know, I want to just, you know, say if you got a cause worth supporting, I got your back. If you out here in these, especially in these L.A. streets, Watts Conference, South Central, you understand already. So, you know, if you got a movement that's worth the movement, you know what I'm saying, just holler at the flats, you feel me? We're going to do whatever we can to make your movement jump off as well as ours.
Yeah.
Dutch Saint. You can reach me at Dutch_Saint on Instagram, Dutch_Saint on Twitter, and Dutch Saint on Facebook, Tumblr, you know, wherever. Wherever fine music is found, you can find us there, Flatland, you know, ENT, our individual project, Not Out the Game, OG Big Mama, Big Dutch Fear Me, you feel me? It's a lot of stuff out there, so all you got to do is pretty much check it out, and yeah, you'll see what it do. It's been a cool interview, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate the love, man. You know?
Oh, man, Big Mama been trying to get, man, your people's been trying to make this happen for the longest, man. And I
hey, wait a minute. And let me give a shout out, because I forgot about that, Max. You know what I mean? Because they're going to be mad at me. I got to give a shout out to Battle Cat. You know what I'm saying? Rhythm
Oh,
Beat.
Yeah, most definitely.
Man, you got Richie Rich. You know what I mean?
Richie,
you got
Rich. Chico. Oh, man, I used to love Richie Rich.
You know what I'm saying? You got, man, come on, Dutch, you got,
Roach Killer, come on, we got to throw Roach.
Yeah, we got Roach, yeah, we got to do the media family.
We got to throw my boy Compton Bud, most definitely, you know what I'm saying, building.
I mean, the family is sick, actually, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we just starting off, though, you know, this the media for.
Well, just make sure y'all keep giving us some the exclusive interview, you know, so we can just keep doing the follow-ups and stuff, you know.